egymást. Nagy öröm számunkra, hogy Kazuo Yamakit és Hatayama Tsuchimo Hatayama urat üdvözölhetjük a Szigmától. Ez előtt 2003. decemberben volt itt személyesen a Szigmától bárki is minket meglátogatni. Ez kicsit talán annak is szól, hogy a piacon a mi Szigma eladásaink az ő statisztikáik szerint folyamatosan stabil, illetve emelkedő tendenciát mutatnak. Amit így azért büszkén mondok, mert a fotópiacon nem általában ezt az üzenetet szokta hallani sem a sajtó, sem hogyha egymás közt beszélünk kereskedőkkel. Úgyhogy a mi GFK és saját számainkat összevetve úgy gondoljuk, hogy egy ilyen 15-16%-os piacrészesedéssel bírunk az objektívek területén, ami egy elég szép és a már nagyító nélkül is észrevehető számot hagy a két nagy árnyékában. Úgyhogy az alkalom az ez, ahogy ezt a Zolin keresztül beharangoztuk nektek. Yamakiszám most vetíteni fog egy kicsit az ő történetükről, az ő életükről, az ő látásmódjukról, hogy mit gondolnak ők a piacról. Ugye ő vezeti a céget, gyakorlatilag az ő édesapja alapította, úgyhogy ennél elsőbb kézből nem lehet hírekhez jutni. Utána pedig akkor bátran kérdezzetek, mert várja, hogy kérdezzetek, meg válaszolhasson nektek. Jó, úgyhogy fogyasszatok közben egészséggel, és átadom Yamaki számához, hogy please, Mr. Yamaki, it's
okay. Good afternoon, gentlemen. Thank you very much for getting together this afternoon. So let me introduce our company, Sigma Japan, just briefly, maybe 10 to 15 minutes. Maybe you know about the distributor, the Hama Hungary very well. So let me focus on the Sigma Japan. Sigma was founded in 1961 by my father. So my father was a founder, so I'm the second generation. My father passed away 5 years ago, 2012. Then I took over his business. This is a picture from the foundation time. This is my father and this is my mother. My father was working for the very small optics company after he graduated the university. This company made binoculars or lenses for video or cameras. But one day, the owner of this optics company suddenly disappeared with the company money, with his girlfriend. So my father had to close the office. But this small company had some suppliers. So if he closed the company, which means the supplier lose the job. So the suppliers asked my father to continue the business. That's why he started Sigma, to help the suppliers of the previous company. That's the beginning of the company. This is just overview of the company. And we have the 1,600 employees in Japan. About 200 people work at our headquarters, and the rest of the 1,400 people work at our factory. Our sales is 38 billion Japanese yen, probably in Europe, 350 or 360 million euro. And if we combine the, this is the Sigma Japan sales, so consolidated sales is probably close to 400 million euro. That is the approximate size of company. We have a subsidiary, America, Germany, China, Hong Kong, UK, France, Benelux. And we have an R&D company, which is called Forvion, in San Jose, in Silicon Valley, America. They develop the main sensor for our camera. In the rest of the country, we have almost exclusive distributor in each country, like Hama Hungary, and we distribute all over the world. About 80% of our business is from outside. In more accurately, we do some OEM business. Our business from OEM business, because we developed the lens for other brand. We designed blend, make the lens and ship it to with a different name. This revenue is probably 6 or 7% from OEM. The rest of the 95% are Sigma brand business. And this Sigma brand business, we probably 15% to maximum 20% in Japan, and rest of the business are outside Japan. The biggest market is Europe for us, probably nearly 40%. The second biggest market is Asia, probably 30%. And North America is the third, 25%. The rest of the 5% is Middle East or Africa. The biggest market for us is America, number one, number two, China, number three, Japan, number four, Germany, number five, UK. So this is Sigma Japan. We have only two offices. One office is in Kawasaki, headquarter in Kawasaki, which is next city to Tokyo. We started our company in Tokyo, but we moved to next city about 10 years ago because we need to expand. And we have only one factory in Japan, which is called Aizu. It's in the past, in the time of Shogun, Aizu is one of the biggest capital in northern part of Japan. But right now it's just a countryside. Because this area, when about 150 years ago, we had a civil war between the Shogun group and the new government group. And the Shogun group was defeated by the new government group because the new government team is an east-south area. And they imported the latest weapon from UK or Holland. But the Shogun team still use a very old gun with the fire or sword. So obviously, the Shogun team was very weak, but they fought against Shogun until last minute. Although they knew they will lose, because but the people here is very loyal to Shogun family. So this area was completely destroyed. Since then, the new government put the new capital of the new northern part of Japan, different city. So Aizu is now just a countryside, but Aizu as an old city which has a long history. Most of the other camera and the lens manufacturers already offshored the major manufacturing site. Most of the camera and the lenses are made in China or Thailand, Vietnam, Indonesia, Malaysia, Myanmar, those countries. But only Sigma still make all products only in Japan. Let me explain about the manufacturing side later. This is our Kawasaki headquarters. We have the philosophy called small office, big factory, which means we have very small administration, sales and marketing team, but we have relatively big engineering team and a manufacturing team. We have administration team in headquarters. We have an administration team, sales and marketing team, but very small group. We have very big R&D and engineering team, optical design, mechanical design, electronics, firmware, product design. More than 70% of our employees at headquarters are engineers. So we have very small sales, marketing, administration team. Aizu factory. We have the factory in beautiful area at the foot of Mount Bandai. Because the shape is beautiful, so people, local people call it Mount Fuji in northern part of Japan. Actually, this place is a part of the national park, so we located a very, very good place. We started, actually, in the beginning, we made our products in Tokyo, but because we needed to expand, so we moved the factory to Aizu 1974. This is a picture from that time, and we still exist here. We slowly expand our manufacturing site, and here is a comparison. This is 40 years ago, and this is the current state, 45 years ago. When I was a kid, maybe 9 years or 10 years, 11 years old, I always went there in summertime, during summertime, to get the Beatles, because I was crazy for Beatles. So it was not easy to get the Beatles in Tokyo, but I can find the Beatles here. So this is an overview of the factory. About 1,400 people work here. Production capacity is 80,000 pieces per month, and cameras are 2,000 pieces per month. But our camera business is very weak. We never earn money. We never get the profit from cameras. So normally we don't make it. Maybe 2,000 pieces. If we make 2,000 pieces, we stop that line, and after several months later, we make 2,000 pieces, something like that. The concept of this factory is vertically integrated factory, which means we do everything in one location. We make we do the polishing of the glass. We make mechanical parts. We do the coating. We do the painting. So this is a flowchart of the manufacturer of our factory. I don't explain in too much in detail, but the point is we do almost everything here in one location. We make almost all key components or key parts by ourselves, because first of all, we are the best factory to make the even small components with a the key component which requires a high precision. We do it because we are the best. It's not easy to find a good supplier. And if we can find a good supplier, such a part would be very costly, very expensive. So normally we make it, our factory is very efficient, so we make the key components by ourselves, and we buy the simple components from the suppliers. By doing this, we can make high quality products at the lowest cost. Of course, we have the local suppliers, but all of our suppliers are located in northern part of Japan because they are close, and we can communicate in the same language, Japanese. It's very important to have a close communication with the suppliers. It's quite different system from major manufacturers. They buy from China, they buy the components from China or Vietnam, sometimes Laos or Myanmar, to reduce the cost. But in our case, we work together only in Japan. We do not use any Chinese part supplier, only Japanese suppliers, because we wanted to prioritize quality. We didn't want to
sacrifice. Do you believe just in the Japanese?
To be honest, there are many good suppliers in China, Vietnam, but first of all, sometimes their quality is not stable, because in China, typically they work in the factory maybe 3 or 4 years, and after that they go back to their home country. So the quality is not stable. Sometimes they can make a good part, but sometimes not. And in order to make such a high quality products, this kind of parts. These parts use more than 200 or 300 parts. So we have to have a very, very close communication with the suppliers, between communication between the engineers and the suppliers. We can't make a close communication with the Chinese suppliers because they speak Chinese or English. And our engineers are not good English speakers, so it's very important to speak in the same language, Japanese. That way we can have a very, very close communication. This is very old approach to make a product. Maybe it sounds like a wine maker or whiskey maker. We make very locally, but we do business globally. But for manufacturing, I think this is the best approach. Also, Aizu people mentality is different. They're very diligent, hardworking, because Aizu is a very heavy snow area. In winter, they have a very heavy snow, so they have to wake up maybe 1 hour, one hour half hours earlier to clear the snow. So they are very, very, very good workers. in this area, it's a countryside. There is no major industry, but there is only two big factory which has more than 1,000 workers. One is Sigma factory, the other is Olympus lens factory. So two factories are lens factories. And Olympus lens factory is not lens for interchangeable lens, but lens for endoscope. Do you know endoscope?
Yes.
Yeah. So Olympus has many factory, but I know many friends over there at Olympus, and they say, everybody at Olympus say that Aizu Olympus factory is the best quality in the lens. So summary is we have very small organization, and we have a very, very versatile and strong factory, and we have a very loyal, long relationship, good suppliers, neighborhood. So with these, and we have very disciplined workers, with these reasons, we can make high quality products at the lowest, at a reasonable price. And most importantly, we are still private, family owned company. So as a CEO of the company, most important mission is to protect the employees' job and the suppliers. That's why we stay in Japan. We didn't go out to Japan. We stay in Japan, we protect the employees' job, we protect the suppliers' jobs, business. If we offshored to China or other countries, probably we had to invest in the factory in outside Japan, and we have to lay off the people in Japan, and we may have to cut the business with the suppliers. It was not what we need to do. So, as a company, it's very important to increase the sales and turnover and the profit. That's why we communicate with Otto. But also, it's very important to protect what my father built when he was alive. So we still maintain this business as structure. But this is also very, very important key to make high quality products at a reasonable price. So this is my presentation. Thank you very, very much for listening. So based on this information, I would appreciate if you could ask any question about Sigma or products or me myself. Go ahead.
You have the order.
What was the main reason for you to develop the art series?
When my father passed away, 2012, I took over his business, and I thought we need to make some changes in our direction. If we stay with the existing product lineup, which is the old product lineup, we may not. I thought we may not be able to grow further. Especially, we needed to improve the brand perception of Sigma. So, as long as we stay in Japan to protect our employee in Japan, protect our suppliers' business, we need to go upper market. We need, because the production cost in Japan is very high. So we need to go, we need to improve the brand perception. We need to increase the average price of Sigma. So we need to provide better quality products with a good design. So I'm thinking of the new series. And before I became CEO, I was the managers of each engineering division. I was a manager of the optical design team. I was a manager of the software development team. I was a manager of the IP team, but the IP is not important. But during this career, I realized that if we give the very clear concept to the engineer do the excellent job, does excellent job. If we give many conditions, you can make a best quality lens with the lowest cost, with a lightweight, with a compact size. Engineers are confused. For art series, I always say, please concentrate on quality. You can forget about the cost. You can use any kind, you can use any kind of the luxurious, expensive parts or material. You can forget about the size. Size and weight, maybe I would say, I would make comment, but they never care about cost for outfits. That way, they can make a very beautiful lens. So I decided to separate the series to give the clear concept to engineers, also convey such a concept to customers. The explanation is maybe wrong, but that's the way I came up with the idea.
Thank you.
So I just saw in your presentation, you talk about the Fouvion.
Yep.
In a factory in San Jose. At that time, as I remember, the Fouvion made the sensors for the Sigma.
Yes.
Cameras.
Yes.
What they're doing now in this time in San Jose?
The same. They still make develop the sensor for Sigma.
Okay. They just sold the system because you have not cameras now, right now.
We have camera. Yeah. He has a camera, like
it's a camera.
Yes, yes. So they this is
a 2,000 pieces what you're producing in a year.
A little bit more.
Okay.
So and they are still working on it, and they are now working on the next generation sensor.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Are you planning a full frame sensor?
I can't comment about it, sorry. I'm very happy to answer any kind of question, but I can't comment on the future product, spec of future. I can tell about the vision or concept of the future product, but your question a bit too specific.
Do you have the vision to have a full frame camera?
Let me tell you that I know such a demand from the customers, but we are thinking about it.
Let me ask you, there's the basic and the most important thing when we talk about the lenses, the glass.
Yep.
Where is producing the glass for your lenses? Which country was his own product?
I mean material.
Material. Yes.
We buy only from Hoya and Ohara.
Uh-huh.
That's all Japanese company. Many company buy from the Chinese company, but they have many variety of the glasses, but the quality is not stable. So I, right after I became CEO of the company, I asked a question to the factory people that, why don't we buy from the Chinese supplier because it's much cheaper?
Sure.
But the factory people said, no, please don't do that because the quality is quite unstable.
Yeah.
So every time we have to change some minor condition to polish the glass.
Mm-hmm.
We buy the material from the suppliers, but we do the rest of the steps.
Mm. Okay.
So we only buy only from a Japanese supplier. So a bit costly. If I tell it to other manufacturers, they are all surprised. Why you don't buy from Chinese supplier? But we are a very conservative company.
And it has been like that before you took over the company, right? Okay. So it was like that earlier. You
yes.
have always bought only from Japanese
yes,
suppliers.
Yes, yes. Long time we only from Hoya, because we had a long relationship. But
mm-hmm.
You know Hoya, right?
Right.
A few times. But just recently we started to buy from Ohara. Ohara is a subsidiary of Canon. But they produce also the good quality glasses.
Did you educate like engineer?
Sorry.
Are you an engineer?
I'm not. Actually, my major it was business. So I'm not engineer. But after I graduated graduate school, I immediately joined Sigma. And my father assigned me to the mechanical engineering team.
Uh-huh.
So I worked at the mechanical engineering team as an engineer, maybe 1 year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to continue, but I joined Sigma in 1983. And then 1995, we had a crisis. We are about to bankrupt.
Mm-hmm.
So the bank asked my father to move me to the financial department to take care of the financing or money or cost. So I stopped my career as an engineer, but After we survived such a crisis, I worked mainly with engineers as a project manager or manager of software development team, IP team, optical design team, and so this nearly 20 years I've been working with engineers mainly. And also, I don't have my own office in the company. I still have a desk in the engineering floor where about 150 people work on the one floor. It's a big one floor. So in the center of the floor, I have the desk, and I always have a casual chat with the engineers.
It's a hard-working guy.
Me?
Yes.
Not so much.
too much work.
My father was a hard-working guy. He never take off. He always came to office, even weekend, Saturday, Sunday, or summer holiday, New Year's holiday. But I don't. But I come here, I come to the office early in the morning, maybe by 6:30, and I do my job until 8:30, when my other staff come up. And then after that, I have many meetings by 5 or 5:50. But then I go to drinking.
Sake.
That's my daily life.
I would like to ask, you said that you can't tell anything about your future products, but our readers keep asking me if there is an expansion in Micro Four Thirds direction with big light gathering lenses. Is there anything you can tell about this maybe? So that Micro Four Thirds is peaking, and is Sigma going to make any new lenses for this camera system?
We make the lens for mirrorless camera, and we use the same glass for Micro Four Thirds. For example, we have the 30mm 1.4 for APS-C size, and then we make the same glass for Micro Four Thirds. Probably we will keep this policy. We don't make the specific lens just for.
So no Micro dedicated Micro Four Thirds lenses.
Yes. Uh-huh. With this strategy, we continue to not expand too much, but we will continuously add a product line for Micro Four Thirds. But in my opinion, Micro Four Thirds already has a bunch of lenses. So it's not easy to find our place. So probably we will focus more on Sony E-mount lenses, mm-hmm. including a Sony FE mount.
I just had the 30mm 1.4 at me, so I tested it. It is quite a nice lens, and that's why I also would like to know if there is anything in this direction coming. So dedicated lenses for this Micro Four Thirds system, because the APS-C format is a little bit too big for these kind of cameras.
Yes.
So maybe that would be a way to go, but you say no.
Already Olympus and Panasonic has a nice variety of the lenses, so I'm not sure if we can find a nice niche place, but if we do, we may, there is a possibility to do that.
Maybe you could do better quality lenses, so from build or from picture quality, and it would be quite nice to see, I think.
Thank you very much. Yeah, we will study it. But the Micro Four Thirds system has many good quality lenses already. From the manufacturer point of view, it's true that relatively easy to make a high quality lens if the image circle is small. It's very difficult to make a good quality lens for bigger sensor, especially full frame, lens for full frame is quite difficult. But if the image circle is small, it becomes easier to make high quality glass lenses.
Mm-hmm. And you think about it, the medium format?
So far, no. The market is, actually I personally interested in the medium format, that we made some research in the past, but the market is quite small, shockingly small, and it may not, we can get any reasonable return from the medium format, but I personally want to make a super, super good net for medium format, because making a innovative product is our passion, but the primary market is too small for us.
Thanks for your answer.
You have any plan for some stabilized lands for art series? Stabilized.
We already have some zoom lenses, 24-105.
Face lenses?
It's a F4, this has a stabilizer.
Yes.
And a new 24-70 2.8, it has also a stabilizer. So depending on the product, we put the stabilizer. So every time we start the project, we study what is the best spec, what is the mixture, best mixture of the spec for the customer. For example, this bulky lens, 85. This lens does not have a stabilizer, but we had a choice to put the stabilizer in it and make not to make it bulky lens, but smaller factor. And Canon already did it. Canon has just recently announced a new 85 with a stabilizer and a bit more compact, lightweight. But the optical performance is way below ours. If we use the same policy, adapt the same policy, probably we make a similar product like Canon. So we wanted to make a by far the best of the best lens with 85. Maybe if you buy this 85, you can use maybe another 10 years without no problem. So maybe I'm too skinny to use this lens, but you can use this lens without no problem.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So for us, it's very important to provide unique products. Of course, if we listen to everybody's opinion, maybe we put a stabilizer, we make it a little bit lighter, we will make it a little bit smaller. But these kind of lenses should be provided by the camera manufacturers, because camera manufacturers, Canon, Nikon, have to satisfy the wide variety of the product customers. But we don't need to take care of such a huge audience. We just focus on those who really care about the quality, or those who really need the best of the best quality. So probably camera manufacturers wouldn't make this kind of crazy lens, but only Sigma can make this kind of crazy lens. So that's a way for us to survive, and that's a way for us to differentiate from the major camera manufacturers. So if some professional photographers like 85, this is a very popular focal lens. He may want to buy Canon 85 with IS and our 85, just in case they need a really, really high performance. So that way, we'd like to provide the options to the photographers.
I was very happy when I met the first time with the professional movie camera, movie objectives.
Oh yeah.
Do you have any plan on, may I ask you, what is a successful project, or do you have some future?
We started the delivery of the cine lens.
Yeah.
In the end of last year, only in US and Japan. And from this summer, we started delivery to the major market in Europe. So maybe it's too early to make comment whether or not we have made success, but so far it's surprisingly successful in my opinion. In America especially, we make a decent success already. Many people were very skeptical about our cine business But now many, especially the many dealers or cinematographers in America congratulate about our success, because again, our products are very unique. The problem with the CineLens, existing CineLens, is very heavy, bulky, and very expensive.
That's true.
Because, and also, performance is not great, because most of the lenses are designed 10 years ago, 15 years ago, something 20 years ago. But all of our art lenses designed within these 5 years. So we can use the latest glass materials.
Sure.
We can use the latest technology. So we provide the best quality in the market and the compact. Actually, this is our lens is compact for compared to the existing lens. Compact, lightweight, and very cheap. Less expensive. So that's the solution we provide to the cinematographers.
Mm-hmm.
So far we are making a great success. I hope we can make a similar success in Europe.
Not number one.
Sigma is a humble company, so we shouldn't be a number one, but maybe we can number two or three or four.
But if the artists say yes, then it's no question.
Thank you.
It's a big success for you.
Yeah, and the build quality of our CineLens is very good because we make everything by ourselves. The other companies buy the parts from Japan or Germany or things, they assemble it. So it's not easy to consistent good build quality,
yes.
But we make it by ourselves. So we can, and we can provide very reasonable cost. It's very interesting business, very exciting business. Right now, we already have a back order more than our capacity. If we receive the order right now, probably next delivery is maybe
December or January.
We are now increasing our capacity rapidly, but still we can't catch up the demand.
What do you think about the Photokina?
Photokina?
Yeah, and actually just about the exhibitions in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a brand new. Not exactly the newest, but everybody knows that the Photokina changing over next year.
Yeah.
Do you like this decision?
Yes and no.
Yeah.
It's exciting to have Photokina every year. We have the
good every second year.
Huh?
No, every year.
No, in the future.
Yeah, in the future every year.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
In the future.
Okay, sorry.
So it's great. Your question is about the change of the Photokina.
And it is a misunderstanding on my side. I talk about that. And after next year, they will every year permanently.
Yeah.
The Photokina.
Yes. So it's great opportunity for us to present our products at the Photokina every year. It's great opportunity. But on the other hand, exhibiting at Photokina is quite costly.
Sure.
And we need to care about the cost. So if Otto sell huge amount of Sigma lens, we can have a budget to have a huge booth at Photokina every year. So it's up to you.
You bring the money to Germany.
I might be a tourist.
And also they move from September to May.
Right.
But no, Photokina historically is an exhibition in September. That's our good memory always in September.
Sure.
So a little bit sad to move to May, mm-hmm. But
But secondly, it's also a problem. You have producing in every year a new product to show, presenting for the new exhibition of Photokina. It's also very hard.
Yes. Right now, we use CP Plus show in Japan,
mm-hmm.
As an introduction of the new product, because it's very good timing. It's in February. So we announce a new product,
mm-hmm.
of the past half of the year. But if we have Photokina in May, we are not sure if we should announce at CP Plus in Japan or Photokina. Maybe Photokina would be the place to announce.
Yeah, especially the market.
Yeah.
You are very energetic. I want to say I have also the same jacket, the same color of the white button.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, thank you.
I was surprised when we met in the man room. I was surprised when we met at first.
Ah, first time.
Room.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Thank you. My favorite jacket. It's the first time for me to have the comment about my clothes press conference.
Where did you buy?
In Japan. It's a tailor made jacket. So I chose the clothes. I chose the button, and I asked the tailor to make it. In Japan.
That's great.
Thank you.
Congratulations.
Congratulations on my jacket. Thank you.
Any other questions? If you have any request for the new product, or if you have any questions to customers, you can feel free to ask now, because now is a very good chance, and also the first time to come to the these countries as a Hungary. Therefore, you can feel free to ask now. We are highly appreciated your kind questions.
Thank you for the answers.
Yes.
Maybe. Ha nincs több.
Mi megkérdezhet, hogy mi a kedvenc ételem? Van még az ötletem.
Maybe I have only one question.
Yep.
In the last 2 weeks I made a test with a 12 millimeter art lens.
12 to 24.
No, 12 millimeter. It's a new, it's a brand new.
It's a 14.
14.
14?
14.
Yeah.
14. Okay, sorry.
14.
Oh,
yeah. One.
And on the top, there is a special lens.
A spherical lens.
Yes.
Yes, glass molding a spherical.
Yes,
lens.
And they, I read that it's a pressed lens.
Yes, yes.
What means this?
So we first polish the glass as a spherical lens, and we put in the dye, and we heat up this lens. Up to five, I'm not sure exactly, but around 500 C degree C, and so in this case, the glass becomes soft. Mm-hmm. Then we put the pressure to form the spherical surface on the glass.
Okay.
Normally, the biggest diameter of this kind of lens is 50 millimeter or 55 millimeter, but this glass is 80. 2 millimeter, if I remember correctly. This is the biggest, one of the biggest glass aspect lens. We started this project, I think, 3 years ago, and there is no machine to make such a big diameter aspect lens in the market. So we ordered custom machine to make this glass, and we developed our own technology to make glass. So right now, only Sigma can make this size of spherical lens in a high volume. Canon uses a different technology. They grind the surface of the spherical to form the spherical surface.
Mm-hmm.
But it's costly, and it takes time, which means it's very costly. But with this glass molding technology, we can produce this size of a spherical lens at a relatively low cost.
The image quality was superb, so it was very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes.
Okay, I have one question for. I'm using so many types of Sigma Art series. And I have one.
Thank you very much.
And I have one little problem is that I'm using for this all of the day, and my leg is dead. So, if you plan any thing of the lenses made for easier,
so probably
lighter. Sorry.
We may in the future we may make the same 14 millimeter lens contemporary series. The art series is the concept of art series is just concentrate on the quality. Never mind about the cost, never mind about the size, never mind the weight. Contemporary is actually not the, it's not the concept for the cheap lens. It's a concept of the quite ordinary standard approach for the lens design. All other manufacturers use this concept, which means take the best balance between the performance, size, and weight. So maybe they don't have the contemporaries, but we may make the 2470 contemporary, which is this is 100 to 400 lightweight, but this is not a concept of art series or sports. We make a best balance. So we may make a similar 35mm 1.4 contemporary, smaller form factor, lightweight. So, but right now we focus on art series, but maybe later we may make such kind of lens in the future.
Beautiful, thank you. So you will grow up the contemporary lineup, also like the art series?
We have not decided. If we have the exactly the same kind of the spec for art and art contemporary, but it's possible to make such lenses.
Right, thanks.
Actually, our 30mm 1.4 is, as you said, its performance is really great, but we took the approach of contemporary. So we named it contemporary, but actually, actual performance is very good. It's one of the sharpest lens for this type of prime lens for mirrors. So we may make that kind of lens in the future. Only exception is the Zeiss Otis. Zeiss Otis approach is exactly the same as art series. They forget about the price, they forget about size and weight. And interestingly, I think we announced at the same time, 2012 Photokina. They announced the first Otis and we announced art series. So I was a bit surprised.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Thank you.